Hello, my name is Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other ministries all on the internet. Now, let's get into it.
This night is over, that you would have been refilled spiritually, and that you would be encouraged in your faith. Amen? Amen. We are in the last message in a series that we've entitled, Make Him Known Through Sanctity. Make Him Known Through Sanctity. And tonight, we're going to be looking at a message entitled, The Highway to Holiness. The Highway to Holiness. We're going to look at Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8 through 10. Isaiah 35, verses 8 through 10. It's in your handouts, and it's on the screen, two slides. Let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. One, two, three. Amen. You may be seated in the household of the Lord. And again tonight, we're sharing a message entitled, The Highway to Holiness. The Highway to Holiness, Isaiah 35, 8 through 10 in the NIV. We're going to talk tonight on around 3 points as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. And then we're going to head into our time of prayer. We're going to talk about the way of holiness. We're going to talk about the walk of holiness. And we're going to talk about the worship of holiness. And we want Christians to know tonight that Christians should live on the highway of holiness. Christians should live on the highway to holiness. I remember when I was in Dallas in Bible school, I had a job as a wingtip courier. And as a courier, they taught you the fastest way to get from one point to the other. And I still live by that today. And they always told you as a courier, if you want to get from one point to the other, you have to hit the highway as soon as possible. You can't take the back road, so some folk think they're getting to that destination faster by taking the back roads, but these people whose industry is to get from one point to another in a limited time, they tell you that you have to hit the highway. I couldn't help but to think in the same manner in our Christianity. If you want to be blessed by God, and you want to be blessed by God quickly, you have to take this highway to holiness. There's some folk that want to see God work and want to see God move in their lives. the back roads of compromise. And when you go down the back roads of compromise, you hit red lights and stop signs, and you have speed limits that are a lot lower than when you hit the highway. And Christians thinking that that they can help God out really hinder God, because they will not get on this highway to holiness. You know, God has a blessing with your name on it, but the only way you're going to get it is that you've got to take this highway. Hello, somebody. You've got to live holy, because God works on behalf of those who live holy. God works on behalf of those who live righteous. God, and this would be considered true prosperity preaching, because holiness, if you want to be blessed by God, you have to live holy. Say to your neighbor, neighbor,
or neighbor,
live holy and
be blessed.
I can't tell you how countless times as a pastor I wish I could live, not that I'm perfect, but I wish I could live your life for you and show you how to live and to be holy so that you can be blessed of God. But each person has to decide within their own hearts, within their own minds, that I'm going to take this highway of holiness, either this highway of holiness or no way at all. Hello, somebody. And if you truly want to be blessed, you have to live holy. You have to live holy. That's directly opposed to what is taught in our day and time in prosperity gospel. They treat God like he's a divine bellhop, and we pray to him, give me, let me, let me have, and we want God to work when we get sick. We want God to heal us when we get broke. We want God to give us when we're sad. We want God to make us happy. Oh, but that's not the way it works. God says that if you want to be blessed, you've got to take the highway of holiness. Hello, somebody. So if this is so important, then let's learn about this highway of holiness. The text says, and the highway will be there, and it will be called the way of holiness. The highway will be there, and there's a highway there in your life, and you've been taking the back roads, and there's a highway there in your life, and that highway has signs like obedience. That highway has signs like purity. That highway has signs pointing to this highway of holiness, righteousness, love. That's the signs that you look for when you're trying to get on the highway of holiness. And the Bible says that there's a highway there. It's a highway there. And 1 Peter describes this highway as this. 1 Peter 1:15-16. But just as he who calls you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. Hello, somebody. The Bible of God calls every man, every woman of God that calls on the name of God, that calls themselves Christians, who's supposed to be little Christ, to be holy. And holy means to be set apart. Holy means to be obedient to his word. Holy means to love our brothers and our sisters. Holy means to pray for one another. Holy means that we do what God calls and tells us to do for such a time as this. And we're holy, not just in this place, but we're holy away from this place. And that's where many of us get caught up, is that we can look holy when we come to this place, but when we leave this place, we look just like everybody else. But that's only problem with looking just like everybody else, is that you've identified yourself like a Christian or as a Christian, so everybody else know what you're supposed to be. And when you go out there and live crazy, you make Christ look crazy. Hello, somebody. And you have folk out there saying that if this is what a Christian is, I don't want to have nothing nothing to do with that religion. If this is how a Christian lives, if this is how a Christian walks, if this is how a Christian talks, if this is what a Christian posts on Facebook, hello somebody. I don't want to have anything to do with this. And this is why the Bible says, oh, so be holy. And all you do, be holy and all you do, not just in some of what you do, and all you do, you have to realize that every part of who you are is connected to God. Oh, let me say it again. Every part of who you are is connected to God. The way you drive your car is connected to God. The way you talk, oh, to the waiter and the waitress is connected to God. Every part of what you do on the computer is connected to God. What you put, what you tweet about, what you put on Facebook, it's all a part of God, and you're being a witness. Hello, somebody. And some folk are looking at what you do and witnessing something other than holiness, witnessing something other than Christ-likeness. Hello, somebody. And you're not on the highway of holiness, and you will not be blessed, and you wonder why you can't be blessed. Oh, it's because you're not on the highway of holiness. Hello, somebody. A good illustration of that is a single woman may want a husband, and God tells that single woman or a single man too, he tells them to live holy, to be holy. That means sexually. That means that you save sex for marriage. But you get off the highway of holiness and take the back roads of compromise, and you decide to take it within your own hands and try to win her or win him, and you sleep with him. Hello, somebody. And you get lost back off on the back roads of compromise, and you can never get to the destination that God really wants you on, because you got off the highway and took the back roads of compromise. If you really want God to bless you, even in this area of relationship and love, you got to stay on the highway of holiness. I'm here to tell you that you'll get there quicker. I'm here to tell you that God can bless you. I'm here to tell you, you got to stay on that highway. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, you've got to stay on that highway. For the Bible says to be holy, for I am holy. It says, so be holy in all that you do. And all that you do, and all means all. That's what all means. Let me say that again. All means all. That's what all means. You see, we as Christians, we in our modern day times, we compartmentalize God. And you can't compartmentalize the person that owns the whole house. Hello, somebody. You can't tell the person that owned the house that I'm renting from you, but I'm gonna, oh, but you can't be in my bedroom. You can't be, oh, in my living room. You can't. And the owner of the house will look at you crazy and say, hey, you're just renting. You don't own the house. Hello, somebody. But we like to compartmentalize God. Oh, we compartmentalize him to Sunday, and Sunday is the day that we go to church. Oh, we may compartmentalize him to Wednesday, but on Monday and on that Saturday night, hello somebody, instead of preparing yourself to come to the house of worship, you're out there in the world chopping it like it's hot. Hello somebody, and it's a hot mess. Hello somebody. Oh, people are looking at you. Oh, he's supposed to be a Christian, or she's supposed to be a Christian. Oh, and you're jumping it like it's hot, but you are a hot mess, and everybody knows it. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. God is calling you away from the back roads of compromise on Saturday, the back roads of compromise on Monday, oh, the back roads of compromise on Tuesday. God wants you to stay on this highway. Hello, somebody. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh, neighbor, stay on the highway. Stay on the highway. And that's the way, the way of holiness. See, if you're going to take the way of holiness, it's going to take a walk. Hello, somebody. The walk of holiness. For the Bible says, again in verse 8, and a highway will be there, and it will be called the way of holiness. And it will be for those who walk on that way. It will be for those that walk on that way. It will be for those that walk on that way. My preachers, every Thursday, I sing throughout this whole year as preachers is holiness. It's holiness. And I can remember one young preacher that's sitting here right now. I had a conference with him and told him that he's going to be preaching in about 5 minutes. Choose a text. And this was the text that he chose, because he had already been on that highway of holiness. Hello, somebody. He had already been trying to be and to live holy. Hello, somebody. And I let my preachers know that anybody can preach the word, but very few can live it out. Hello, somebody. Anybody can get a church, but very few last, because they're on the back roads of compromise, and they can suck and jive and get a church. Oh, but they can't keep a church. Hello, somebody, because they compromise the word of God, and they're on the back roads of compromise as opposed to being on the highway of holiness. And God is calling every man of God, oh, especially if you preach and teach the word, to be an example, to be on this highway of holiness. Oh, because if you can't stay on this highway, your ministry won't last. If you can't stay, because you'll be on the back roads of compromise. Hello, somebody. And it's the same thing, not just with men who preach the word and teachers who teach the word, but the average Christian. Oh, you've got to live this thing out in Jesus' name. If you want God to work in your life, if you want miracles to happen, you've got to live this thing out. This has to become a way, a lifestyle, a way of living, a place, all that you can go and you can air it out on the highway of holiness. You can be as holy as God will enable you to be holy, and as holy, the more holy you become, the more God will work in your life and begin to open doors that are closed to most people, and began to touch and heal when God won't touch and heal some other folks. Oh, God will do it, but you've got to do your part. You've got to decide that this is the way of life that God is calling me, regardless of the people around me. If none follow still, I will follow. Oh, the song says, I have decided to follow Jesus, and it talks about no turning back, no turning back, no, none may follow, yet still I will follow. Oh, you got to make this a way of life in Jesus' name. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, or neighbor, walk in holiness. You've got to walk in hope. You've got to walk this thing out. You've got to decide, like Joshua decided, two men out of millions who wandered in the wilderness. They all could have went in, and they all could have conquered the land and had the land flowing with milk and honey. They all could have enjoyed everything that God said that they could have. But there was a whole generation of men and women who would compromise for this one man of two men. Even after they got into the land and conquered, he said and made the decision, as for me and my house, we will follow the Lord. We're going to stay on this highway. This highway brought us all the way from Egypt. This highway led me all the way to the wilderness for 40 something years, and this highway has got me to a place where we have conquered the land, but yet here, I'm going to stay on this highway. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's what we need in this.
this place in Bethlehem, just a few people who will decide, just ask for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. I'm going to walk in the way. And as a result, my whole family is going to walk in the way. All we need is just a few folks that's willing to do everything that God says, that's willing to literally support God and lose your mind and take this highway and see where God wants you to go and see what God wants you to be. I have decided to walk with Jesus. If I gotta walk by myself, I'll walk with Jesus. How about you, Bethlehem? Can we as a church decide to stop playing spiritual games and decide to go all the way with Jesus? I said decide to go all the way with Jesus. You've been going part of the way. You've been going three quarters of the way. But God requires everything or nothing. All or nothing. Are you ready to go to the promise? Oh, you better stay on this highway of holiness and leave all these other folks that want to meander behind the back roads of compromise. Leave. And sometimes that means that maybe your mother, that maybe your brother, that maybe your sister, that maybe your wife, that maybe your child, you better leave them back on the back roads of compromise and decide that I'm going to take this highway of holiness and I'm going to walk this way in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Back in the day, whole Run DMC and them had a song talking about walk this way and talk this way. Oh, God wants you to walk this way, to the walk of holiness, to walk this way, to walk of holiness, to talk this way, the talk of holiness. Oh, are you ready? I said, are you ready to get on the road and see what God has for us? Like what Proverbs 13:16 says, the highway of the upright, what, avoids evil. And he who guards his way guards his life. You want to know whether you're on this highway of holiness? You become sick and tired of people and places that are trifling. People and places where evil is always jumping up. I remember back in my day when I had spent a little of my time in the world, it seemed like everywhere I went, somebody was always pulling a gun. I had bad nerves because people were pulling guns. When I went down to grandmama's house and grandmama and them could pop them firecrackers legally, when I went down there and heard for the firecrackers, I'd be running and dodging and looking. Because I had bad nerves. Because I had spent my time in evil places. Hello, somebody. But the person who's a wise person, the person who's on this highway of holiness, a person that has this walk of holiness, avoids evil. I don't even want to be around that stuff no more. Hello, somebody. Let me say that again. I don't want to even be around that stuff no more. Hello, somebody. The highway of the upright avoids evil. And this is this walk of holiness. He who guards his way guards his life. Because you know that God has better and more for you, and you don't waste your time. Hello, somebody. You don't waste your time. Hello, somebody. Are you ready to do this walk of holiness?
Yes, sir.
As you go down that highway of holiness, well, if you're going to walk, if you're going to have to walk, like the folk of old, at least you can do is when you walk is worship. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. It says the worship of holiness. It says, and those the Lord who rescue will return. And it says that they will enter Zion with singing, and everlasting joy will crown their heads. It says gladness and joy will overtake them.
them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. You want to know whether you have on this way of holiness? You want to know whether you're walking in the way of holiness? One of the ways that you can tell a person who's living holy is that they worship. Hello, somebody. They always have joy. Hello, somebody. Regardless of what the world does to them. Regardless of how the devil used folk to press up against them or to point or to dial them up. You have them kind of folk in your life, that can dial you up. And they have your number, and they can get you to talking in ways that you don't want to talk because they know you. And they dial you up and point your buttons. But if you're living holy, they can try to dial you up. But they'll get a busy sign. Hello, somebody. They can try to dial you up, and ultimately you'll end up in worship. And that's why you can tell how some folk come to church on Sunday, and you can look at their disposition and tell that they're really not living holy, because a person that has and is living holy has a wonderful disposition. That Shekinah glory is all over them, where you can see that they spent time with the Lord, and you can see it in their face. They have a smile on their face, and they come to church with a song in their heart and ready to worship. But you've got some other folk who don't do that. Some other folk that come to church mad and looking angry and noticing everything that's wrong that's going on in the service and everybody that's wrong in the service, and they begin to talk. She thinks she all of that. Hello, somebody. She may think she all of that, but you're missing your blessing because you're not focusing on the reason why you're supposed to be here. You're too busy looking at the people that's supposed to come to the house and worship God. And that's what I tell some folk that say, I don't want to be at that church because there's too many hypocrites up there. And I have to tell them, you need to come on here and join them, because you're a hypocrite too. You got a judgmental heart. You got a judgmental mind. You see, any place I've ever gone has always had hypocrites, but it always has that remnant, those people who come and looking and seeking after God. It may just be a few, but all it takes is one to make a difference. Why don't you come and be that one and stop being so judgmental? Stop looking at other folk and judging them when you got four or five fingers looking pointing back at you. The church is a hospital. We're all sick up in here, and if you think you're not sick, you're probably one of the sickest that's in here. Because you're like some Pharisees and Sadducees, and when you pray, you look out and say, I'm so glad I'm not like one of them. I'm so glad I'm not a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite like everybody else. We all say something and do something different. We all do something and say something different. Hello, somebody. It's just those of us on that highway of holiness will repent and turn from our wicked ways and go on up the King Highway. Hello, somebody. Are you ready to be on that King's Highway? If you're ready, you'll come to this place with worship in your heart, joy in your heart, with a good and godly disposition, not mad and angry at somebody. It appalls me how folk can't get along just for 2 hours on Sunday or 2 hours on Wednesday night. 4 hours out of a week, folk can't get along. That shows that you're wicked. That shows that you don't have God in you. That shows, hello, somebody. God wants you to be holy. And when you're holy, you have worship. And when you worship, all you come to this place is to see God in Jesus' name, to worship God in Jesus' name, to give to God in Jesus' name, to hear the word from the Lord in Jesus' name, and leave this place going out to do what God said in Jesus' name. Is there worship?
in your heart, because if there's no worship in your heart, you're probably not living holy. Ask your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, do you have any gladness? Because the text says gladness and joy will overtake them. You see, oh, you may start out bad. You may start out having a bad day. Oh, but within that day, oh, something's going to overtake you. Oh, gladness and joy will overtake you as you're on this highway of holiness. As you walk this highway of holiness, worship will come on this highway of holiness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bethlehem, we've been going through a lot. We've been going through a lot as a church. But if you could get on this highway of holiness, there have been people that's been dying. There's people who's sick and have fallen sick. Oh, and if you don't stay keyed in and tied into God, you'll become so depressed, oh, that you'll be willing to turn your back against God and turn your back against God's church. Don't you know that God's church is his bride? Don't you know when you talk against the church, you're talking against Jesus' bride? Don't you know you can't do that? Oh, anybody with any good sense know not to talk about a man's wife to his face. Because he's connected. Hello, somebody. He's connected. She might be doing wrong. She might be doing bad. But he's still connected. Hello, son. And that's what the bride of Christ is. That's what this church is. And when you judge the church, oh, you're talking against Christ. Christ died for them hypocrites, you call them. Hello, somebody. And he died for you. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. When you have true worship in your heart, gladness and joy will overtake you in these times and moments of trials. Gladness and joy will overtake you. Maybe that's why the old folk used to sing, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And guess what? The world can't take it away. When you're living holy, you know how to worship. And sometimes you've got to worship with tears in your eyes for Psalms. Oh, 12, 116, 5 says, those who sow in tears will what? Will reap with songs of joy. Some of us right now, we've got to sow in tears. That means that you've got to continue on in the faith. You've got to continue on up this king's highway. You've got to continue on, oh, with your walk. You've got to continue on with your worship. And sometimes you continue on with tears in your eyes when you lose loved ones. God knows your pain, your hurt, but you got to continue on with tears in your eyes. Or when your loved ones are struck down, oh, you've got to continue on, oh, with tears in your eyes. And you can't give up on God, because God never gives up on you. And sometimes you've got to be faithful with tears in your eyes when nobody else will give you an amen, when nobody else will say hallelujah. Oh, when you got tears streaming now, oh, you've got to continue on. You've got to keep the faith and run the race at a steady pace in Jesus' name. Oh, but God says that as you continue on, oh, as you reap with tears, or you sow in tears, oh, reaping's gonna come. And how is reaping gonna come? With gladness and joy, it's gonna overtake you. Hello, somebody, continue in the faith, continue in the walk. Don't give up on God, because God hasn't given up on you. You continue to be faithful, continue to show up, oh, continue to do what God has called you and told you to do, and it's going to pay off in the end, in Jesus' name. It's going to pay off sooner than later if you stay on this highway of holiness, if you stay on the highway of of holiness, oh God, is going to show up in your life and show out. And folks are going to wonder how you met her, or how you met him. How did he get that job? How did he get that car? How did he get a new house? How? Oh, and it's going to be because God will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Some folk, won't be on this highway in the area of their giving because they think they're robbing themselves, but really they're robbing God. And God says, if you're faithful, if you just give a dime on every dollar, that he will bless you. If you get off the meandering on the back roads of disobedience in this area and go ahead and get on the highway of obedience in this area, the Bible literally says, this is prosperity preaching, that he will open, I like the NIV, the floodgates of heaven. And guess what? It's going to rain blessings upon you because you decided to be on this highway of holiness. You decided to do everything that God told you to do and to be everything that God says that you can be, and to conquer and take everything that God says you can have in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The highway of holiness is what we need to build this church. Hello, somebody. If we all just obey and do what God says this next first Sunday, we're just asking $30, a dollar a day. Hello, somebody. Everybody can afford that. Hello, somebody. Let's get on this highway of holiness and see God work and see God move, see him do some stuff that we can't figure that he can do. Hello, somebody. I'm so glad that I have a God that I can't figure out. Hello, somebody. Because if I could figure him out, that means that I am God. Hello, somebody. Oh, but I can't ever figure him out. I don't ever put God in a box. I can't put God in a box. God is outside of every box. God, that's why they call him holy. Hello, somebody. That means to be set apart. That there's none like him. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. And we are called as the people of God here on earth to be a reflection of God. We can't be the sun, but we can be the moon, which reflects the light of the sun. Hello, somebody. And God is trying to call us to do that. And holiness as a church. And holiness as individuals. Are you ready to take this highway of holiness? Are you ready? If you're ready to take this highway of holiness, you've got to know the way of holiness. If you're ready to take this highway of holiness, you've got to know the walk of holiness. If you're ready to take this highway of holiness, you've got to know the worship of holiness. Amen. For Christians should live on the highway of holiness. Shall we pray? Shall we pray? Father God, we come tonight. Come tonight, Lord, wanting to come before you tonight, Father. We've talked about a whole month of sanctity. Being set apart, setting our thoughts apart unto you, setting our bodies apart unto you, and setting our ways apart unto you, Father. And Father, tonight, even as we've in this series, Father, we want to begin a lifestyle of sanctity. A lifestyle of holiness, Father. That the world may know, Father. Oh, and this is my prayer. That every member of Bethlehem is sanctified. That every member of Bethlehem is holy.
Father, if I didn't believe in a God that could do the impossible, I would not believe that this could happen. But Father God, I believe, Lord, that you can do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we ask or imagine. And Father, I'm praying, Lord, for people who are holy unto you, Father. A people who love you more than they love anything else and anybody else. A people who have decided to follow you, Father, and decided to not to turn back. Though none may follow, Father, we as a people would decide to follow you, Father, even if mama and dad is not following, even if sister and brother is not following, even if we don't have anybody in our family that's saved, even if you won't hear our prayers about our family that's in the box, Lord, that we might decide this very night that we will live holy in Jesus' name. That we will be on this highway. And we'll see, Lord, how far you can take us, Lord. That we may end up in destinations, Lord, that we could never believe or never know because we decided to be on this highway of holiness. And we decided, Lord, that you are holy enough and sanctified enough and that you have the right to even change our address for your service, Father. That we would be so holy that we would leave everything behind, Lord, like the first disciples did, Lord. They left everything behind. They left their businesses behind. They left their family behind. They left their occupation behind. Lord, you said you were going to make them, Lord. You would turn them from being fishermen to be fishers of men. And we pray, Lord, that you would turn us, Lord, that we may leave and that we might be fishers of men, Father. That we may make him known, Lord, in Jesus' name. That we may not be playing games in the house of the Lord, but that we might be really holy, Father, and set apart unto you, Lord, in our day. Of you, I cry out to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, hear your servant's cry. Oh, Father, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain, Father. But Lord, we're not praying, Lord, for material blessing. We're praying, Lord, for spiritual blessing, Father. Oh, Lord, your word says, if my people who call by my name, that they would humble themselves and pray, oh, Lord, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, Father, enable us, Lord, oh, to call on your name, Father, and to turn, Lord, from our wicked ways, Lord. We're crying out to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, we need you, Lord, to move this satanic influence from our church. We need you, Lord, to move this satanic influence from our neighborhoods. We need you, Lord, to remove this satanic influence from our households, Lord, from our children, Lord, from our school, Lord, in Jesus' name. We need you, Father, and we call on you tonight. Maybe, Father, just a few sincere people here tonight. Maybe 2 or 3, 4, 5. Or maybe everybody in this place, Lord, who's calling on you tonight. We need you, Father. No other help we know. We're going through too much. The devil is too busy. Oh, Father. But we cry out to you, Father. We cry out to you. In Jesus' name. And we believe, Father, we believe, Lord, that you can do it. We believe you can make a difference. Oh, you can make a difference in this world. From right here in Bethlehem, Paul's Valley. You can change this world right here from Bethlehem, Paul's Valley. Because you are God and God alone. And that's why we call you holy, Father. That's why we join in with the angels and say, holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, Father, you are holy, Lord. You're set apart high and lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
And we just want to thank you, Lord, for being God. We want to thank you, Father, for your healing power. We want to thank you, Father, for the peace that you're giving our minds.
thank you, Father, for the rejuvenated joy, Father. For somebody came here tonight, heavy and heavy burden and heavy laden, Father. But I believe, Father, that right now you're touching their heartache. I believe, Father, right now you're touching their pain. I believe right now, Father, that you're loosing the devil's influence in their hearts and in their minds. For the devil is a lie. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, you said that if we resist the devil, Father, that he has to flee, Father. And we come resisting him, Father, and on the life of this church, resisting him, Father, and on our very lives ourselves, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we believe, Father, that you are all that you say that you are. In Jesus' name, Father. Help us, Lord, to take this highway of holiness. Help us, Lord, to walk this way, Father. Help us, Father, to talk this way, Father. Help us, Lord. Because without you, Father, we can do nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But I'm so glad, Father, that we do have you, Father. And that you are God. And that you are able, Father. Touch, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Every sick body, every sick heart. Touch, Father, at Baptist Hospital, Sister Gladys. Touch, Lord, her loved ones, Father, in Jesus' name. Touch us all who mourn, Father, and who are saddened, Father. Touch this neighborhood. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Father. We glory in you tonight. For you're truly able. And you're truly worthy. In Jesus' name. And the people of God said,
amen.
Amen. And praise the Lord. We'll pause right now for those who feel led to pray tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
Hello again. This is Pastor Michael Eaton. I've been your host for today's program. And before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God, to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet him on his terms, and his terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing, for now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family, and that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love, believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem. Again, we're at 311 North Dunbar in Falls Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listen throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home. A baby born needs to be a baby born in the family, because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby.
Thank you for
and you must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home and put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This and is Pastor Mike Lee Tom, the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really has spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how he's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now, we're entering into a building program, and we've calling this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. And you can hear it. Tap the link on the MySpace page or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did it. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in a economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God. And I believe God can do it for us. And we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, state-of-the-art build, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more. Whatever God is laying on your heart, we need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword.com.